time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome on into Wacky Wednesday, November 22nd, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Wacky because we've got some stories that are just, you're going to sit there and go, I can't believe what I'm listening to. I can't believe what I'm hearing. But yes, it's happening. It's definitely happening. So we're going to get into all of it. Today, we got Dr. Jeff coming on in the next segment. If you have any questions for Dr. Jeff, text them to me at 231-360-5140. We'll get into the conversations with him here about food, dog food. Kind of an interesting discussion going on with him today. We want to be an interactive show talking about Michigan news and Michigan politics. But as I mentioned in yesterday's show, Lansing is a ghost town. Nobody's there. Not even the governor. Everybody getting ready for Thanksgiving tomorrow. The Black Friday sales are off and running across the board. As a matter of fact, Cliff Tellini at Tellini Farms is doing somewhat of a Black Friday sale. He has immediate delivery. You give them a call, you discuss the size of a quarter or half of beef that you would like. He'll explain to you all the different steaks and things that you'll get. Plus, he has ground beef. If you want to try his beef first in the form of ground beef as opposed to the steaks or the roast, give him a call, 989-733-2782. Folks, where can you buy ground beef for $4 a pound? He's willing to sell you some ground beef to let you taste his Black Angus Montana Ancestry beef without committing to a full quarter. You're not getting the steaks. You're not getting the roast. You're getting the ground beef. $4 a pound. So give him a call, 989-733-2782. Text me beef, and I'll text you back the clickable, dialable link. You can't buy beef, ground beef, anywhere for $4 a pound. So give him a call. Take advantage of it. It's a Black Friday sale, ready for immediate delivery. And he's ready to set you up if you decide you would like to purchase an entire quarter. Of course, you're going to get all the steaks, the roast, plus 58 to 60 pounds of ground beef included in your quarter pricing. Quarters range from 125 to 150 pounds times $4. you're looking at $500 or $600, your freezer will be full. Depending on the size of your family, a year, year and a half, vacuum sealed, frozen like a brick, lasts a year and a half in the freezer, no problem whatsoever. So greatly appreciate him offering that up to us for Black Friday sale, Tellini Black Angus Beef. Dr. Jeff's coming on in the house. We're going to be talking about dog food. What the heck did he find out about dog food? Interesting, very interesting conversation. Text him, 231-360-5140. Any questions you have, ask. Dr. Jeff is in the house. We'll be right back. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Montana Black Angus Beef, raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I am a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly for disaster relief. I have led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how could I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, U.S. Senate. Paid for Doc Sherry for Senate.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this hump day Wednesday. As usual, joining us now is Dr. Jeff, Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sioux St. Marie. Dr. Jeff is in the house. If you got any questions for him, text me at 231-360-5140. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
How many deer did you guys as a group end up harvesting?
Joel shot, he got two, I believe. So other than that, it was pretty slow down there. Like I said, the corn was still up, temperatures were warm, and I really didn't. I saw a few, but nothing that I really considered a shooter at that point. So,
right.
So my wife was hunting back home here and texted her. I said, well, it's up to the lioness to put venison in the freezer because the lion got skunked.
Was she successful?
Almost, not yet. She looked up just in time. There's the 1 6-point she's chasing, and he just walked off, but he's been back in our cameras, so we know he's still in the area.
Okay, very good. They got a few days yet here to go, so probably will bag him before the end of the deer rifle season, so greatly appreciate that information. Hey, I got a couple of responses. We had talked about last week the importance of taking does as opposed to bucks.
Yes.
And I got six people so far that have texted me, Randy Walker and a few others, that they bagged does, and they focused more on the does. They had both permits, of course, could have gone either way. But you know what? They said after listening to what you said on the radio, it made a lot of sense. And they saw the bucks. They let the bucks go by. And Randy got a big doe, he said, a big one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, and honestly, in my opinion, I'd rather eat doe than eat buck. So
I've had numerous people text me that as well. What's the difference? Why does the does taste so much better?
Well, we're shooting them right now. It's during the rut, and anybody that knows deer, especially when you shoot a buck right now, the tarsal glands, the smell, and also that can sometimes get into the meat a little bit. And an analogy would be what's called is with boar. So if you take a pig and they don't castrate it, and then you let it grow up and da-da-da, and then go ahead and, you know, and butcher it,
right?
You can taste, they call it boar taint, T-A-I-N-T.
Sure.
And it's a, you can smell it and taste it. Some people are more sensitive to it than others. So when they have like older boars or something that they're not using the farm that they call, they usually wind up in like pepperoni or things like that that are heavily spiced, so you can't taste it. Although I did get a stick of pepperoni one time, and of course I used to work at the pig farm, so I know what this smells like.
Sure.
And I got a hold of that, and I'm like, ooh, boar. Where that is. So, and then the bucks, usually when we were shooting them, they're older. You know, they're 3-4 years old.
Right.
And things like that, so.
Okay, so it does affect the enzymes in the beef, the venison itself, so that you can actually taste it, you're saying.
Yeah, I think so. Again, more people are sensitive to it than other people, and if you run into people that don't like venison, they say it's too gamey or like that, then usually they've either had a really old buck, or they've had a buck that's come from up here that's, you know, from the middle of Seney Swamp that's eaten nothing but, you know, cedar boughs. You know, well, down there, they're pretty much corn fed at that point, you know,
right
down south. So,
yeah, absolutely. I got one text message because I mentioned, teed you up with the fact that we'd be talking about dog food today.
Yep.
And Floyd and Karen texted, is it okay to give raw fish to dogs?
You can. I'm not a big raw food fan for animals. There's really no benefit to it. People talk about if you cook it that you lose nutrients or things like that. I'm like, well, yeah, if you like, you know, cook the bejesus out of it, then yeah, you know, you're
right.
You know, you might cook stuff, but if you just cook it to temp, just like we would eat it, you're not losing anything. And there is a few diseases. One's actually called salmon poisoning.
Okay.
And what this is, it's a parasite that they find in wild salmon. This usually affects up in Alaska and things like that a little bit more. That when the dogs ingest the salmon, they get this parasite, and then this parasite comes along with a bacterial disease, and it can actually cause liver failure. So,
okay.
So, like I said, I'm home cooked a diet. Great. I would cook it, though.
Right. Got it. Now, one thing that you, while gone deer hunting and talking to some, networking with some other vets and talking and having conversations with people, you came in touch with someone and is concerned about the dog food, and you mentioned certain chemicals and things that he's been doing a lot of studying and researching on. Yep. And I want you to talk about what you guys have discussed.
Well, so when I was back home, I went and visited Dickman Road Vet Clinic and Dr. Pete Van Vranken, who's a doctor I used to work for before I moved up here, and speaking with him, and he had this personally happen with his dog. It's copper toxicity or a copper, what they call hepatopathy or liver problem. And what is going on is, so basically his dog unfortunately succumbed to this disease. So they started doing a little bit more research, and we've known about copper storage problems, and the copper is a micronutrient. It's needed to make red blood cells and things like that. But just as with anything, the only difference between a poison and a drug is dose. And they found out that we're starting to see it more in breeds that we typically didn't see prior. And so now we start digging into it and finding out that what has happened around in about 1997, AFCO, or AAFCO, which is an Association of American Feed Control Officials. It's like a voluntary regulatory body that will put out recommendations for dog food and pet food and things like that.
Sure.
And they've kind of changed the form of the copper that was being supplemented into the dog food. We're going to kind of get a little biochemical here, because you have what's called bioavailability. So you could take like 100 grams of what they call copper sulfate, and you could take 100 grams of like copper oxide or more naturally occurring copper form, feed it to the same animal, and that animal will absorb different amounts of copper from the two compounds because they have different what's called bioavailability.
Okay.
So you won't necessarily absorb it all. But what they did is they changed from the, I believe it's the copper oxide, and they started going to like some of the copper sulfate and some of the copper protonate, which wound up having a higher bioavailability. And so now all of a sudden these dogs are getting more copper. And it's not enough to cause an acute toxicity where all of a sudden you feed it and, you know, like if a dog ate into like rat poison. Okay, that's an acute toxicity. It happens like now. Okay, this is like a smoldering thing that goes on because the copper is stored and metabolized through the liver. All right.
Okay.
So by feeding these higher levels of copper for a long period of time, that it's insulting that liver over the years. And I mean, I guess that could equate it to smoking. I mean, if you just smoke one pack of cigarettes once in your life, yeah, you know, you probably shouldn't, but
right.
Probably not much going to happen. You do that for 20 years, you know, now we have a problem. Same thing. You're getting this low level all the time and it's creeping up. And even I was talking to Pete, you know, he's like, you know, you ever get those dogs that come in here and they've got like elevated liver enzymes, but you never can quite exactly figure out what's going on. He says, start looking at copper. So, yeah. So it's pretty interesting.
Now, specifically, though, what is the actual cause of death, if you will, an autopsy of his animal? What would it actually say based on this copper toxicity in the animal?
Yeah, it's liver failure.
It is flat out. It's that simple.
Fries out the liver. Technically, you would see what is called a cirrhotic liver.
Yes.
Or cirrhosis of the liver would be the clinical diagnosis. Okay. And then you always ask, okay, it's a cirrhotic liver. What caused the cirrhosis? Copper.
Now, so, isn't cirrhosis of the liver related in humans to alcohol consumption?
Yeah, kind of the same thing. It's the same thing because alcohol has to be metabolized through the liver. And anytime you've got to make your liver work like that, you know, it just
too much stress.
Yeah. I mean, it's a machine. And the other thing, what it does, it causes a low level of inflammation. Chronic inflammation can lead to cancers. So Ironically, and I've done a little bit more, you know, reading some of this stuff, and aspirin, a low dose aspirin once a day. Now, remember, I'm not an MD, so I'm just telling you what I read.
Right.
But it makes sense. Low dose aspirin once a day is preventative for colon cancer because it decreases that inflammation.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And this has taught us that inflammation is actually part of weight gain. Because there's so many fluids retaining the inflammation that it's not really belly fat that you're retaining. It's inflammation.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Inflammation is at the root. There's a whole biochemical pathway that happens. You know, I mean, we'd have to have a month-long show for me to go down all the different all the different interleukins and hormones and things like that that happen.
Right.
But, yeah, inflammation is your body's response. It's the body calling out the guard, okay? Mm-hmm. And a good example of an acute inflammation would be you get like a big zit, okay?
Sure.
And all of a sudden you get a plugged pore, you get a bacterial infection, the body goes, oh, bacterial infection, sends in the troops, white blood cells, they all storm into the area. Well, now you wind up with a whitehead, you know, with a pimple.
Yeah. Yep.
And then eventually the pimple pop or whatever, and then... But then the body calls back the troops. Okay, problem's gone. Enemy's been defeated. You know, everybody come back.
And the inflammation goes down. The swelling of it goes down
like that.
Got it. Got it.
Chronic inflammation, it's like they're there.
Yeah.
The whole time. It's almost like it's almost like a difference between Desert Storm 1 and Desert Storm 2.
Right.
Desert Storm 1, we went in, body bing, body bang, boom, and then we're out.
Okay. Right. Yeah, shock and awe.
Yeah, well, we're there for, oh, geez, how long, 14 years?
Right, exactly.
So,
Now, on the food aspect, is there anything that you and or him are now thinking about working on that might provide a solution or an alternative type of food that copper could be put in proper proportion?
Yep, he has developed, and Pete, oh, I love him. Pete is the ultimate entrepreneur. I'll tell you what, this guy is, you know, started, you want to talk about the American model, started with pretty much nothing.
Yep.
and has built himself a, you know, successful vet clinic and a couple other businesses, but he has started a pet food company, that uses the more correct levels of copper and the more correct form of copper. And here's the kicker. There's really no research out there right now. That's why I'm going to bounce off this real quick too. There's no really research out there as to, okay, how much copper do we need in the dog food? They really don't know. So right now I'm working with him and helping him with a study. We're collecting samples to analyze in dogs. Okay, what is the average amount of copper toxicity or copper in a dog liver? But
sure,
what we need is compare it to something. So anybody out there listening that is a coyote hunter,
yep,
I need coyote livers.
Okay.
Because that, especially from the UP area up here, because those livers.
Yep.
So now we have a dog, a canine, the closest thing that we can have to a
got it. Got it. Got it.
Yeah. So,
all right. So let's recruit some coyote hunters and
yep,
have them give you a call at the hospital.
Yep.
The number again, 906-635-5910. Again, 906-635-5910. Please store that in your phone. And, get him some coyote livers. That would be great, yep, research material.
Yep. Give me a call and I'll tell you how to store them and ship them. So, because there's a little special thing we got to do with them.
All right, brother. Well, thank you so much for the information, Jeff. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Bottom of the hour news break. I'm Checker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back. Michigan.